This is a big piece of Lake Superior, extending from Thunder Bay to the border with the United States and eastward for more than 100 miles, covering the lake itself and islands. Canadian Conservation Policy Director Stephen Price in Toronto says it's necessary to protect a large area.
So this isn't a postage stamp protected area, or what we would call a site. It's an entire region, which means that the large schools of fish, the ducks and other waterfowl that rely on the habitats, the wetlands along the shoreline, large amounts of these can be protected, so they have what we call integrity.
Price says this will prohibit industrial activity and mineral exploration in that part of Lake Superior. Shipping traffic will still be allowed. He says he hopes the United States will put aside a similar conservation area.
Because there's no use us protecting our share of the water if you aren't, or vice versa. It's clearly a common resource, and therefore we need common conservation action to protect it in the long run.
This marine conservation area took 10 years to put together. Price says a coalition of business owners, fishing and boating interests, and First Nations people worked to make this a reality. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.